Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. Our number is 626-427-7678. That's 626-427-7678, where you can call, leave a message, and be a part of the show, comment. We'll have it on here, and you can listen, and you can tell all your friends that you were on a podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter, at Everyman Sports. That's at Everyman Sports. It is just myself this week. Alex is not here, so we'll just do a nice, quick, short episode, because it's that in-between time, late February, early March. Pitchers and catchers have already reported to spring training. The players are going to be following. Spring training games aren't going to be starting for a little while. Basketball season is continuing. The Warriors look unstoppable. Not really much to really talk about at the trade deadline. No big trades, you know, some deals, small deals. And Carmelo Anthony didn't go anywhere. The Knicks didn't make any big moves. Kobe Bryant stayed where he was, but he wasn't going to get traded anyway. It was at Paul Gasol, who the Bulls were talking about trading. He didn't go anywhere. So there, it wasn't a marquee trading deadline in the NBA. So we can move on from there. And hockey's just, it's going along. Really, it's going to heat up when it's playoff time. That last month fighting for those last couple spots and leading into the Stanley Cup playoffs, which is probably, to me, and I know that some others might consider it the most exciting postseason, because it really is. Baseball's postseason is very good. I enjoy it personally, but I don't think it's the best. I think postseason hockey is the best, especially when you get to a game seven in hockey, an elimination game, is the most exciting out of all the other sports. So, you know, those are just kind of going along. But so again, short episode, only about 12 minutes of your time. So let's begin. I'll start off by talking about Lon Trost, who's the chief operating officer of the New York Yankees, who came out and talked about how the Yankee tickets on secondary markets are not good for the Yankees. And he said, his quote, talking about how, you know, people who buy tickets on the secondary market for Yankee games, it's not that, quote, it's not that we don't want that fan to sell it, but that fan sitting there having paid a substantial amount of money for a ticket, and another fan picks it up for a buck and a half and sits there, and it's frustrating to the purchaser of their full amount. So he's talking about the people who go, like myself, who have been to Yankee games, and quite honestly, that's the only way I'll go to a Yankee game, is if they're bought off the secondary ticket market. Myself, my wife, and friends have gone. We actually had done it way ahead of time, but it just happened to fall, the game our first game to the new Yankee Stadium. We bought the tickets well in advance, but it was the game after at Yankee Stadium after George Steinbrenner had died. So that was just happenstance. That, wow, what amazing coincidence that we were able to go to that very emotional, very poignant game. And we bought those tickets off of StubHub. And another game we had gone to, again, bought off StubHub to enter in and to sit in the stadium. Sitting in the bleachers, these weren't behind home plate, but still, even those bleacher seats at full price are pretty expensive. And so he's talking about, Lon Trost is talking about people who sit down the baselines behind home plate, who those tickets go for well over $1,000. I mean, if you're that close, it makes sense. But at the same time, those tickets don't change price game to game. I myself, not being a Phillies fan, but I have gone to my fair share of Philadelphia Philly games. And mainly because their ticket prices vary between games. And not only that, I've been to a couple games because we do have friends down in the Philadelphia area who will invite us to games. Because me personally, I love baseball. The Mets come first, but baseball is a close second in terms of my fandom. I could watch any game. Brewers Astros, middle of July. Just a random game. I could watch a Yankees-Padres game in August. I could absolutely do that and not be bored with it at all. So in person, on television, even on the radio. I am interested in that. That's me. That's not everybody. So Lontross is talking about these tickets and how these tickets, quite frankly, don't change. It's $1,000 plus to sit in this seat, whether it's the New York Yankees versus the Padres or the New York Yankees versus the Boston Red Sox, which is that's a marquee matchup. Even when they're bad, Yankees-Red Sox is a very, very hot ticket to go to. While Lontross and the rest of the Yankees organization don't feel that way. They feel that it's Yankee Stadium. It's a premium price for a premium product. Unfortunately, the team on the field does not reflect the price that people are putting out. And he continues, and this is the thing that's really been killing him and the organization. He, quote, "And quite frankly, the fan may be someone who has never sat in a premium location. So that's a frustration to our existing fan base." Meaning to say, much like myself, getting these tickets on the cheap in an expensive area and not taking advantage of the expensive perks that go with it. Because I know if you're sitting behind the dugouts, you get catered food to your spot. You have to order it, somebody brings it to you and all. But, you know, if you're paying below market price just to get in the stadium, you're sitting nice, good. Those are cushy seats. They have actual cushions on them. To sit in those seats and think, wow, this is really good. Oh, excuse me, sir, ma'am, can I buy you, would you like to have some catered prime rib that costs $35? No, I think we'll just have a hot dog. For the organization to go, wait a minute, they're sitting in that seat that costs X amount of money, and that's a lot of money. How are they not going to take advantage of all? Because obviously they have money to spend. Oh, no, well, we got our tickets on StubHub. And that's fine. But the fact that the Yankees have gone out of their way to say we are not, basically they made it difficult for their season ticket holders to sell their tickets on StubHub, and they are in cahoots with Ticketmaster. They accept Ticketmaster as their secondary selling site because they do say, you know, people who own these tickets, you can sell them, but please sell them through Ticketmaster. We have a relationship with them. So what the Yankees have done is they no longer allowed print-at-home tickets. No longer allow print at home. So you can't bring just a piece of copy paper that you printed your tickets on and bring it to Yankee Stadium and expect to get in. It's not going to happen. Well, that's just ridiculous. And it's very funny talking about how when you look at the current baseball situation in New York, how the team in Queens, and yes, there's a bit of gloating, but at the same time, it's fact. The New York Mets are hot in New York City. I mean, they're a big deal in New York City, which is amazing to say. The last time that happened was, right around 30 years ago, and it just so happens to be the 30th anniversary of the 1986 World Championship team. But up until the Mets from the early to mid-80s all the way up until right to the end of the decade of the 80s were the hottest ticket in town. And by early to mid-90s up until, I don't know, you could say about 3-4 years ago, right after the new Yankee Stadium opened, the Yankees were the big ticket, hot ticket. I mean, tickets at the old Yankee Stadium, those were big deals if you had those. But they weren't overly expensive because it was an older stadium and you're going for the prestige and the honor of the mystique and the aura of the old Yankee Stadium. This is where the house that Ruth built. Meanwhile, they moved into this mall at Yankee Stadium. Delicious food, by the way. Delicious food. Their garlic fries are unbelievable. I get them every time I've gone, and they're wonderful. But it doesn't have the prestige that the old Yankee Stadium has. And when you're paying, or you're supposed to be paying, so much money to get into this stadium, it's ridiculous. It's but you look at how the Mets are now the hot ticket and how the pendulum has swung, and just in general in the major leagues. The Royals, the Kansas City Royals, are world champions. The Mets are were National League champions, and they're going to try and fight again to hold on to their crown. The Chicago Cubs are looking to end a streak and are very heavily favored. Meanwhile, the Red Sox have faltered. The Dodgers have been successful, but they've still been faltering. The Yankees especially have been faltering. Cardinals took a hit by not holding on to Jason Hayward. What is going on in the world? Well, it's just baseball's pendulum has swung back. It's silly to say, and it's silly to see, but that's the case. So, you know, really, honestly, that's about it right now. I mean, that's kind of the big news story, that the Yankees have basically said peons are not welcome into our stadium. Not that many words, but that's what we get. That's the feeling we get. And I don't know. That's about it. Not too much else on the football front. Keeping our eye on free agents to be, and we'll see how it goes. Very soon is the combine. Very excited about the NFL combine. So we'll talk about that later. All right. Thank you very much. Our number again is 626-427-7678. That's 626-427-7678. Andrew, please take it away.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes Store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.